It's live on KEXP, and I'm your host, Evie, from listener-powered independent 90.3 FM KEXP. Here in Seattle, we're broadcasting live and streaming 24/7 at kexp.org and our mobile apps. And KEXP is a nonprofit, so these live performances like the one today are made possible from donations from people just like you. And I'm so happy to be joined today by Julia Jacklin. Thank you so much for being here, Julia.
Thanks for having us.
We're so excited to hear some music today, so whenever you're ready.
Cool.
It opens with a wide shot. The scene is bare, dry, and hot. There's a vintage car outside of a bar. Someone been a smoking with a look all knowing, probably dressed in black, and act two they crack. Movie goes $20 down. Loves to throw their film knowledge around the workplace. Movie director. Greener kitchen bench tops cleaner. There's no rubbish here, no physical fear. The family dog is younger with a healthy liver. They can run real fast this time. Avoid the cars. Goofy goes $40 down. You can call your sister later. Movie goes $60 down now. Watching ship go down with the hero. Movie director is going down to the bar on the corner, hoping to meet someone.
Julia Jacklin live here on Listener Powered KEXP.
That that city held me. Don't you know that everything changes? Inside the dream, a case for wanting. Don't you know that everything changes? Everything.
You're listening to Julia Jacqueline live here on KEXP, giving me goosebumps. You should know that. Sounding so beautiful. Are you just going to do a little instrument change, or are you moving to vocals now?
Yeah, just vocals.
Okay.
Now.
Just let it all out. But leave no room for doubt.
You're listening to Julia Jacqueline live here on KEXP. Sounded so beautiful. Another sip of water.
Okay. All right. This is the last song. Great. Yes.
Seated in rows, knees and eyes closed, I felt pretty. In the shoes and the dress, confused by the rest, could he hear me? Lit you as a cross, so she's never gonna take it off. We sit back to back, listening to Jesus Christ, superstar soundtrack. I'd be a believer if it was all just song and dance. Be a believer if I thought we had a chance. Eyes to the board, thoughts to our Lord, we were praying for Princess Diana. Miss Brown was keeping score, Vivian's holding on but singing every single word wrong on the parade float. Just a child in a leotard beneath a technicolor dream coat. I'd be a believer if it was all just song and dance. I'd be a believer if I thought we had a chance.
You're listening to Julia Jacqueline live on KEXP, sounding seriously so beautiful. What a treat to listen to this live. Seriously. And you should know also that so many DJs have texted me just to tell me how jealous they are that I get to do this. We're big fans.
Thank you.
So thanks for being here today. How are you?
Yeah, pretty okay.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
No, I feel good now. It's over.
But you did it. You did it. Great job.
No, that was fun. That was fun.
Good. But well, do you want to introduce the members of your group?
Yes.
Maybe starting to your left here.
Will Kidman on the guitar. Jennifer Aslett. I can't see you. Jennifer Aslett on the keys and the tambourine. Mimi Gilbert on the bass and the backing vocals, and Laurie Torres on the drums.
Well, thank you all for making the trip to be here today. I want to talk to you about your new record, Pre-Pleasure. It came out in August, if I'm correct, mm-hmm. at the end of August. Can you tell me what Pre-Pleasure means and what does it mean to you? Tell me about that title.
Yeah, look, what can I say about that title? It's kind of, well, for one, I needed a title. So that was kind of the biggest motivating factor for coming up with that. But I guess it's also about like, it's so hard to collect my thoughts right now. It's about like thinking that, sorry.
I really put you on the spot. It's okay if you're just like, a cool title.
It has a meaning. I just am struggling to remember what it is at this current moment. It's kind of just about thinking that if you do all of these things in life, if you keep like chipping away at your relationships, like romantic, your family relationships, your friendships, you'll eventually do all this like emotional work and then you'll arrive at this pleasurable state. And I guess it's me realizing like that's not how anything works. Mm. And I think a lot of this record is me coming to that realization that like all of your relationships, or if you want to have good relationships in your life, it's going to be just continuous work
right.
until you die.
Which is the truth. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah. Like it's intense, but also like there's something quite liberating
right.
about knowing that like everything is a work in progress. You know, instead of like constantly waiting for the good stuff to come, you know?
I love that. Well, thank you for sharing
there
that. Go. Yeah.
I got it out.
I also read that you you created this album a little bit differently, like maybe you wrote it differently by putting down the guitar and learning to play keys. You want to tell me something about that?
I feel like learning to play keys is giving me too much credit. I just like played some keys. I wrote like quite a lot of it just on keys, but like I definitely wouldn't want to play them live. I think I'm sure like a lot of writers or just a lot of people in the world just struggled to be creative over the last couple of years. And I think as well after touring so much, my last record, I just started to associate the guitar with stress and work. Kind of just I'd look at it and I'd be like, I don't want to go to work today. And so I think just the keys was more just to kind of rewire my brain. And now I've come back to the guitar and I'm like, oh, the guitar's great.
Yeah. Just needed a break.
Yeah, I needed a break. We needed a break.
That was something else I was going to ask you. Like, as someone who's not a musician or an artist, like, in any way, I am curious if you lose inspiration, like you were just saying. I mean, I was thinking about that. Like, it has to be difficult to go on tours and be in constant, like, year-long tours and still find the motivation to be creative. And I'm sure what's happened over the last few years in our world has not helped. Do you just get sick of music after a while?
Yeah, definitely. And I think you also just have to come to terms with the fact that the reason that you go into music is not going to be sustainable. Like, you know, your youthful kind of, I don't know, idealism about coming into music is just going to be, it's going to be destroyed in some way.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It just, I think a lot of my peers, like you go through a bit of a grieving process when you realize like you've kind of lost that. And but you have to just kind of figure out what the next chapter is going to be. And yeah, like I don't know, I think I'm in that chapter at the moment, just trying to figure out what the next, how I'm going to engage with music next. Yeah.
So for those who are kind of in that, they're still like baby musicians, right? That haven't gotten to that point yet. Do you have any advice for people to like to spark inspiration or creativity again when you get to that point?
Not really.
Okay.
I feel like everyone just has to go through it. You just have to go through it and you're going to figure out your own way of coming back. And like, I think something that's really helped me is just being back around people and playing music with people again. Mm. I think that's when I got into music, I got into it because I wanted to be part of a community, and I wanted to create things with people. And then, I don't know, that kind of gets a bit lost along the way. Like, it can be quite an isolating job, surprisingly. So I think that, like, community and just trying to, like, play with your friends.
Yeah.
That's the worst advice ever. But, yeah, just hang out with your friends, play music. It's fun.
I mean, community is important.
Yes.
I agree. I agree. You put a lot of yourself and your life into your lyrics. I mean, that's very obvious. Do you find it hard to be that vulnerable and talk about yourself that way?
I don't until people ask me that question. I think when I'm creating it and I'm in the recording in the studio, or when I'm just writing it, I feel very cocooned. Mm. And then I think when you put it out in the world and then everyone's just like, whoa, that's intense. Are you okay? That's when I start to question it a little bit. And I don't know. It is weird, but then also that's just songwriting, isn't it?
Right.
It's and I guess in my genre, it's what we do. And also, especially now that the record's been out for a little while, and I think the first week it felt really intense, but then once it's been out for a while and you're playing it to crowds and you're just like, oh yeah, like basically every human feeling I've ever had has been felt by millions of other people. That's when you kind of like get over it and you're like, it's fine. It's totally not that intense at all.
Well, I love your songwriting.
Thank you.
I think you're fantastic at what you do. Just know that.
Thank you.
Okay. One more thing is that we've been seeing tours canceled kind of left and right lately. Like, I don't know if you saw Santi Gold's post recently about how she canceled her tour because of inflation and cost, and her mental health was deteriorating because of it. How has touring been for you lately on that note?
It's hard and it's strange. And I do question if it's a good idea every second day. I think we as a band are all kind of working through those feelings every day. And it's kind of nice to do it as a group, as musicians, to see how we are supposed to do this job going forward. And this is, my first tour in years. So, I mean, I got pretty sick recently and it kind of, I got the flu, influenza in New York. And, then that had to postpone some shows and cancel some shows. And it's pretty financially scary and, it's hard to not feel like you're letting everyone down. And I think people are simultaneously very understanding at the moment, but also I think everybody has a lot of feelings and a lot of needs, especially on the internet. So I just I just think that it's just just feels like a raw nerve right now, touring and being a musician and being a fan. And I think, I don't really have any kind of answers on that. I think I'm just trying to take it day by day and
Is there any way that you how can we support you? How can your listeners, your fans, how can we support you and indie artists in general, other than going to your shows, which we love to do? Is there any other way that you would suggest that people support indie artists?
That's a tough one, because as well as we're still in a pandemic, and I don't think it's fair to say to people buy tickets, come to the shows at the moment, because I totally understand people don't want to come to shows at the moment, and that's totally fair. I don't know. I think just try and be nice to us on the internet. Just be understanding that I think everybody's just navigating a pretty different landscape at the moment. And, this industry is definitely not – it is just not set up to look after people's physical or mental health, And I think we give a lot of lip service to that, but I don't think fundamentally it's baked into the infrastructure of this job. So
that's kind of something that, like, I know that I have to be very vigilant myself, which I didn't used to be. So yeah. I'm really trying to be kinder to myself this time, but it's also difficult because the job isn't set up in the way where you have much room to right. be kind to yourself. So yeah, I don't know. Just look after yourselves. Be nice.
Nice on the internet.
Yeah.
That's great advice.
Yeah.
I hope everyone takes that advice. Please. All right. Well, Julia, it's been so nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming in today and playing these beautiful songs for us. And thank you to our listeners so much for listening today and for watching this session. I want to make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel if you'd like a first look at these sessions as they post. And remember, sessions just like this one are made possible by donor support and listener support. So if you haven't made a gift or a donation, please consider doing so at kexp.org/live. Any amount makes a difference. It goes a very long way in powering all of these sessions. And this has been Julia Jacklin live on KEXP.